Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, July 30th, 2023, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. Believe it or not, it is back to school time. So that is what we're going to talk about that this evening. So be sure to get ready. Okay. Again, thank you all for listening. If you are a first-time listener, I thank you so much for that. If you've been listening for a long time, we appreciate that as well. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that the first thing that I like to do is to answer the question, since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? Proper etiquette would say that I would answer the question. And proper etiquette would also say I would identify myself. So I'm Donna Paige Riley here. And etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, who we have to thank for this is Charles I and II of England, the rules of etiquette from the French court. And these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So yay, yay, kudos, kudos, kudos to Charles I and II. Well, once again, it is the middle of the summer still, right? And the school buses will be running. The children will be running to catch the buses, and we're going to be talking about some of that. And, they're probably thinking, where'd the summer go? But anyway, at least in the southern tier of the United States, a lot of the children are going back to school now. I had no clue that children went back in the middle of the summer. Where I'm from, which is the Midwest, we always went back to school after Labor Day because that officially ended summer, right? But anyway, be that as it may, that's what's going on. It is back to school time. I want to bring my co-host on. First, I want to tell you a little bit about him. His name is Jeremiah Turner. And having over 20 years of experience in art, he studied at Oakwood University. His art ranging from graphic design and acrylic painting to airbrushing, music composition, engineering, and set design. Being a strong believer in passion and creativity, his talents have allowed him to travel around the United States, bringing inspiration to others. For over 22 years, he has been an event airbrushing artist and musician, putting on multiple shows, working with all mediums from walls to canvases and even t-shirts. Teaching that art is a language can be expressed without a word being spoken. Teaching at a multitude of different schools in the South, his main concentration is on reaching young students and adults about the importance of expressing oneself through the language we know as art. And by the way, our introductory music that you heard, that was just so calming, that was one of his pieces. And so, Jeremiah, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Miss Donna?
I am doing well. Happy, happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday to you as well. Like you said, I know people are getting ready for the school year to start again.
Yeah. Can you believe that? It's, what, 100 degrees?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. 90.
Yeah, it's a hot one. Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, and I know being a teacher, it's a lot that you actually have to prepare for to actually get ready for school.
absolutely. And we're going to talk about that. And guys, I know I usually just kind of jump right in, you know, because I'm always excited when I do the show. But you can certainly reach out to us at 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. You can send us email message at etiquetteladies@gmail.com. So, yeah, it is that time. And I know parents have just been, you know, frantically running around trying to buy school supplies and back-to-school clothing and just all kinds of, you know, things that the students will need coming back to school. And like you said, yeah, it's a lot of preparation. And so I invite you, parents or drivers or whoever, I invite you to certainly reach out to us and join this conversation. Let us know your expectations this year. Let us know what your concerns are. Are you excited that the children are going back to school? Teachers, are you excited that the children are coming to school? I'm sure a lot of the parents are definitely glad. Right, because the kids have been home pretty much all summer, and so I bet there's quite a few parents that are probably right now, Jeremy, probably waving pom poms, right? Like, all right, let's do this.
But the good news is there is a formula
welcome.
To it.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead, Tom, because
I
know that
yes.
with your experience, mm-hmm. Jeremiah, I know that. You have a lot to offer to this conversation, and so I definitely want to hear what you have to say from the teaching perspective and your students and those kinds of things.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I first off, I want to say thank you for having me on your show. Knowing you over the years, you've always been an amazing guide to proper etiquette and the importance of it in our everyday lives. So kudos to you, Ms. Donna. But I noticed that as we prepare, it's always good to have a specific formula. I would tell parents right now it's a great idea to send your kids to school knowing or at least wanting to ascertain what it is, what their interests are, even outside of their classes, what extracurricular activities they would like to be a part of. Have them ask those questions now so they can pick the right ones that fit with their school schedule. Now, I know, of course, children's minds change over time, but it's always good to kind of have in mind what they want to do as early as possible. But right now, just preparing for the basics, of course, pencils, pens, notebooks, you know, things of that nature. But overall, trying to make sure that we keep in mind their general interests. Because one thing that I've also noticed is when children are interested in what they're working on, they put way more effort into it. They put way more energy into it. So even as they're studying for those tests in subjects that aren't necessarily their passion, they know that once they get that A after school, all right, now let's do this. So whether it's sports or arts or any of the multiple things that they can get into. So.
Very good. Yeah, have those expectations there so that they have an idea. And I did want to talk a little bit about, of course, even at this hour, most children are probably getting ready to go to bed. And hopefully parents have been practicing right over the last week or so of you know, allowing them to start going to bed a little early, because I'm sure they've been, during the summer, you know, they've been up at all hours. And, of course, we know that without proper rest, they're not going to have as productive of a day that they would have. So that is important, too. And so, Jeremy, let me ask you this, too, because I know that, again, rest has a lot to do with really how successful a student can be. So, in your observation over the years, what happens when you have children that are in your class and they are tired or they are sleepy or you know that they are, you know, sleep deprived or rest deprived or whatever you would call it? How is their attention generally, you know?
Yeah, what I've noticed is it really just depends. Being an extracurricular instructor, I normally instruct my children or my students at the end of the school day, so they're kind of tired. But I also will say this, make sure parents, as we send our children to school, send them to school with some healthy snacks. I've noticed that sometimes children, they'll move so quickly, they'll just grab their book bag and go. But being a teacher that teaches at the end of the day, I have noticed that food is definitely a variable. Now, I'll bring in food for the students at the end of the day after they've learned, because, of course, they have breakfast and they have lunch. But during the end of the day, when they're still having to learn at a high level, they're going to be hungry. So I would definitely recommend you send them to school with, like I said before, a healthy snack, something that they can grab right before they go to their fourth period or their final period. They might be on a full schedule, which I think are 7 or 8 periods. Right before their last period, they can grab a bite to eat and then get back to the process of learning. But and I've also noticed that it improves their level of energy at the end of the day as well. They're a bit more willing to learn and to be open to new ideas and constructs that late in the game, as we would say, once they're actually properly nourished, throughout the afternoon. So I would definitely say, please, please, please make sure you're sending them to school with healthy snacks so they can have energy at the end of the day. That's definitely one thing I would have to recommend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to kind of reiterate what you said about healthy snacks, it's probably easier to say, don't let your kids fill up on a whole bunch of sugar. Okay.
No, man.
Yeah. Of course, it causes, major hyperactivity for one. And often, I've seen too, sometimes at the end of the day, the kids, sometimes parents believe that, okay, they're going to be tired by the end of the day, so they need some something that's going to pep them up, and usually it's some kind of sugar. But, it's better if it's some sort of fruit or something like that instead of candy. I remember I would do some classes too at the end of the day. And the kids, I would have snacks for them in addition to, they would bring snacks. And I'll never forget this little girl. She was just as cute as she can be. Let me tell you something. She pulled out about 6 or 7 candy bars. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Which one of the candy machines did you rob? And she had so many. And she said, oh, my mommy gave these to me in case I got hungry. I thought, oh, wow. So I know they're quick and easy and casual or quick, easy, and really available, right? Convenient, if you will, but yeah. We want to kind of concentrate
Most times it's good to just stick with dry snacks, dried fruits. I find that Filipino dried mangoes, that particular brand, they're very, very sweet, but they're also extremely healthy for you. You can also go with dried raisins. I've seen also dried apples and other fruits that you can have as a light and healthy snack. It doesn't necessarily have to be a candy bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, of course, there are celery sticks. Love celery sticks. Slice those up really nice, and carrots, and, put those in a nice little Ziploc bag or one of the little plastic containers that you see for lunches, and they're beautiful colors, too, so they make really, really attractive snacks as well. But guys, I want to just kind of back up a minute because, of course, by this being an etiquette show, I certainly want to talk about some back-to-school etiquette, right? I want to start really, let me talk about school buses because we know the school buses will be running. Yes, the yellow buses will be around your neighborhoods now. And so I want to talk a little bit about some school bus etiquette first, really, for the pedestrians. And if you're walking your kids to school, you know, of course you want to make sure that you're, you know, being very careful and watching out for the vehicles. Really important, not allowing your children to just, you know, run and run away from you if they're smaller children. That's really going to be important. Most schools have crossing guards, no matter. It's generally elementary through high school. They generally have crossing guards, so you want to definitely watch out for them. And if you are driving, make sure that you know the school bus zone rules, if you will. Really, really important. And what I did is I just took a second to research, and I'm sure that all you have to do is pull this up in your particular state, but I'm pretty sure they're basically the same. And I know they have certainly new school bus laws in Georgia. I just kind of pulled one. It says, Georgia law as written now requires that when school buses stop for passengers in a two-lane roadway, all traffic from both directions must stop. Yes, all, both directions. Okay. In two-lane roadways with a center turning lane, all traffic from both directions must stop when the bus stops for passengers. Oftentimes, drivers think, well, there's a medium there, so, you know, the kid's not going to run across the medium. Well, you don't really know that. You know, that's why they've really made it a law. It doesn't matter what side of the street you're on or if there's, you know, a medium in the center. It's still important. And I went further to research what happens if you don't stop for a school bus. Okay, so basically if there is no physical barrier, okay, such as a grassy medium or cement between the bus and oncoming traffic, oncoming drivers must stop. Unlawfully passing a school bus, and I've seen it time after time, is a misdemeanor offense in Georgia, and I'm sure it's in every state, meaning it carries a possible penalty of up to 12 months in jail and or a fine of up to $250. We've heard over the past few years so many children getting hit because drivers were in such a hurry and trying to go around the bus, and the children were struck. So please, it's exciting that, you know, the school buses will be running, but you've got to really be cautious. Teach your children also, again, if they're out by the bus stop, make sure that you teach them not to run around, just kind of to stay put and wait in that designated area. So I certainly did want to share that. And then, of course, I'll get into a little school bus etiquette so that you can make sure that your children know when they get on the bus to sit down and stay in the seat and don't jump up and down. And they should have nice conversation, but not loud, and jump up and down and so on and so forth. So this kind of parents, you know, give your kids some pointers and tips about when they're on the school bus, okay? And so I wanted to make that an equal opportunity for both the drivers as well as the students that will be riding the bus. So please, we want to certainly make sure that all our children are safe when they are boarding the bus. And I know they used to have and this was, you know, nationwide issues where they have bus monitors generally on. And they began having bus monitors, of course, because some of the children were out of control and the driver could not concentrate. And make sure you tell your children, too, please don't put their arms and heads and all those kinds of things out the window. That's not good. And there's been some incidents where children have also gotten hurt. So just wanted to certainly talk about that in terms of a school bus etiquette, you know, to make sure that
I'd also like to bring up a point of music. Oftentimes, mm-hmm. I know myself, you would go to school, the first thing you do is you put in your headphones when you get on the bus and you listen to music. Well, oftentimes, we kind of overlook the importance of what we're listening to So I would also urge parents to get more involved with your children's interests when it comes to music. Now, I'm not saying all music is bad. I'm a good producer myself. I've written for multiple artists and also my own projects, and I love music. I think that music is a very powerful instrument, very powerful tool to help you move forward in life. However, sometimes we can find ourselves listening to things that don't necessarily cultivate the proper perspectives. So I would definitely, once again, urge parents to ask their children, what are you listening to? Can you tell me what, can I listen to it with you? If, and you knowing as a parent, if you can't listen to it, or if it's difficult for you to listen to it as far as profanity or subject matter, you can now then step in and say, hey, well, let's find an alternative. Let's find sounds that heal in the process of listening to it and not really promote destruction or some of the things that we find on the radio. So I would urge parents, definitely make sure you're being more involved. Try to be more involved with your children's interests when it comes to music.
Absolute. Excellent tip. Absolutely. And it's just so important for parents to make sure that you are monitoring and you are aware, you know, of what your children are listening to as well as what they are watching as well. And, yeah, that is really important. I'm glad you brought that up. And I like how you said that, Jeremiah. You said, you know, may I listen to it with you? I really like that. Because it's not necessarily what you say, but it's how you say it. And, you know, sometimes a parent might say, oh, you need to let me see what you're listening to, because it better be something good and positive. And so what happens is you there's that defensive mechanism that kicks in, you know, from that student. And it doesn't matter their age, really. So I do like that, because you're approaching it from a proactive type of angle than not. And so that's really good. And so, yeah, parents, you really want to be aware of what your children are listening to, what they're watching. So just so important. I can't stress that. And certainly positivity. And I wanted to, I'll be talking about that as well. How do you arm your children before they leave? Are you speaking life over them? Are you encouraging them? Are you praying with them? Are you, you know, wishing them a really good day? These are so many things that are so important the first thing in the morning that is going to set the precedent of that child's day. And that's why it's important to make sure that they, you know, get up in enough time to be able to get dressed, to be able to eat breakfast, to be able to relax and be in that full frame of mind. Because if they are not, if everybody's up and everybody's rushing and hurry up and come on and all that kind of stuff, that is going to affect their day. So I definitely want to say that. Make sure that, you know, you affirm your children daily. Okay, speak, you know, power is in your tongue. You know, they say life and death is in the power of your tongue. So you want to speak positive over your children and encourage them. And so please try not to, you know, have situations with them, scream at them, you guys argue and all that kind of stuff, because that really does something to your day. So I definitely wanted to share that. Speak life over your kids so that they have a good day. It's very important. I am going to take a quick break, and then we will be back in just a moment. Again, we have lines open for you, 516-418-5894, and we'll be right back. I will start addressing also some of the messages that we've received. So we'll be right back.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7000. 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Strap yourself in for a high-altitude, history-making adventure. You're about to experience the thrill, precision, and aerial artistry of the Navy Blue Angels. This video opens the cockpit on this legendary squadron as they take off on their first European tour in 20 years. You'll soar above Russia, where MIG fighters intercept and escort the Blue Angels.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-aged children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master-level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click coaching, then contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book, but you hate writing. The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com, CourteousPublications.com, or you can send an email to CourteousPublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books. Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information, or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Page Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are talking about back to school. We're talking about, yes, the children, at least in the southern hemisphere of our state, our country, are going back to school. Yes, we know it's still hot outside. Hopefully when they go out to play, they'll be very well hydrated. Special co-host here, Jeremiah Turner, who's a teacher, and we've been having a great conversation. I wanted to go ahead and start addressing some of the emails that we have received here. One says, Donna, I am a teacher with four children of my own. Would you please ask the parents to get the children to school on time every day? When they bring them late, it disrupts the other students and the day. Thank you. This is Karen in South Carolina. Thank you for that message, Karen. Yeah, I do want to kind of piggyback on that a little bit, Karen. That sort of goes back to what I was talking about prior to us going on break, Jeremy, about trying to make sure that you get up and have enough time. And oftentimes, you know, when you're rushing to, the result generally is you will be late, right? And so then, you know, the parent is stressed, the child is stressed, and then the teacher gets stressed because the children come in late. And so, so Karen, thank you for that. That's a really great point.
And I'd like to comment as
bring
well,
the children
if you
don't
on
mind.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Yes, being a teacher myself, I notice, yes, it definitely disrupts the process of learning when you have constant movement, because once that door closes, once you start your process of learning, it's a lot of work to get them there, get their minds open and malleable. And movement, that constant in and out, that definitely does disrupt the process. But I'd like to go a little bit further as well. I've been noticing as I read and dive deeper in my research about it, our energy when we walk into a situation, whether it be school or work or even the grocery store, our energy normally dictates how we interact with the world. So, of course, if we hadn't had a good night's sleep, we woke up late, and then we rush into the office, our energy is going to be a lot more tense for ourselves and the ones around us. So it is very, very important that we start waking up with enough time for us. I think that's what we do. Sometimes you have that long day and you're like, well, that 15 minutes for myself, I don't really need it. Let me just hop directly into my day, put my clothes on, take a shower, brush my teeth, put my clothes on, and then be out. When in actuality, it helps and it's way more healing when you wake up early and say, all right, well, I have to be out of the house by 6:45. Let me wake up at 5:15 and give myself from 5:15 to 5:30 to do something I want to do, even if it's just sit there and relax and appreciate the moment. That way you can go into your experiences a lot calmer. And, of course, our children are an extension of ourselves. So if our energy is calm, that's going to travel through our children. So even if they've had a rough night, they'll say to themselves, well, my parent, my mom, or my dad, they seem real chill this morning. Let me go to school with that same relaxing energy. So I would like to encourage parents, I think I want to say, a bit more strict on yourself with the time that you allot for yourself. Don't just wake up and run. Don't just wake up and go. Give yourself an opportunity to take in waking up, take in being present, take in being a part, and then process your day.
I absolutely love that, Jeremy. Absolutely. Because, you know, like you said, if you're hurrying and rushing and you're tense, then yes, you know, that's a spirit, and that will transfer to your children as well. But if you're calming, that's really good, because, you know, children are, as you said, extensions of us, and they certainly do mirror, you know, what we do, right? And so, you know, with that said, it is just very, very important to be very cognizant of, especially the first thing in the morning, because again, you know, it really is going to make a huge difference about your day. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that. Let's see. Here is one that says, Miss Donna, I'm so glad to get these kids back to school because they've been fighting all summer. Yes, I'm ready. Thanks for your show. This comes from Mary Lawson. In Atlanta. Thank you, Mary, for that. Yeah, I think we kind of mentioned, Jeremy, at the beginning, we did mention that some parents probably had their pom-poms out waving with them being ready, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes,
so,
yes.
So, yeah, so I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. But it's a great process for both parties. You have an opportunity for the children, for your child to step away for just a brief moment and challenge themselves and see, what can I accomplish? And it also gives the parent a moment to say, all right, cool, let's be productive today ourselves. And then when you come back, and let me also comment on this as well, how we start our day is just as important as how we end our day. So I would urge parents, try to take a day out of the week and spend a few minutes with your kids after work, mm-hmm. after school. Give them 30 minutes. Put 30 minutes on your phone. Time it, because, you know, mm-hmm. we all know we all have multiple things going on. But say, hey, Tim, or hey, Jonathan, or hey, Aaliyah, can we sit down and have a conversation? Tell me about your day. And you start that 30 minutes and be fully immersed in their interests and watch them be fully immersed in yours. It really causes cohesion within the family unit. And if you want that healing and inspirational love, that, you know, that fuzzy feeling we feel when we're around people we care about, if you want that more often, spend a few minutes indulging in finding out more about the people that you're around.
Absolutely. Excellent. That is excellent. I'm going to go to the phones, and you will hear me say the last four digits of your phone number. If you do hear me say the last four digits of your phone number, you know that I will be referring to you. So if you would be ready, we'll certainly be ready to hear your comment, okay? The first one is 8420. The last four digits of the phone number is 8420. Hello? Hello? Okay, they may be just listening. Sometimes people will listen if they don't have an opportunity to stream necessarily, which is perfectly fine. Let's see. The next number is 7845. 7845, hello. 7845. Okay, and we may try to circle back if we have time. The next number that I see is the last four digits of this number. It's 5760. The last four digits is 5760. Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Ms. Donna?
I'm doing well.
Hello?
How are you?
Okay. I'm doing well. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate the information that y'all have. I mean, it's a great show. I've been listening very attentively. Mr. Jeremiah, I know him personally. He works with me in an art program we have for youth and adults.
Yes.
So I think, you know, this is a platform that I do want to start following, because I like the information being given.
Wonderful.
So,
thank you so much.
So if just for the listeners, Rick, yes, I've known you for a while. Expound on a little bit that you do. It's an honor to have you as one of the callers.
I appreciate that. So we have a art therapy program where we, you know, travel into the community. We travel. So we travel with our artists, our therapists. Our artists like Jeremiah does canvas art as well as music art. So we've worked in, you know, foster care agencies and, again, schools, rec centers, and we are really going to be kind of like moving around. We have a curriculum-based topics where we kind of like touch on anything under the mental health umbrella, just trying to, you know, make just receiving therapy just cool again. You know what I mean? Like, we walk around with so much trauma from year to year to year. Like, myself, I took therapy maybe 5 years ago, and it wasn't the thing to do. But when I did it, I realized for maybe those 30 years, I was carrying so many baggage that kind of like, you know, had me stuck or in a rut at different times in my life. So I figure, you know, I met up with Jeremiah and some other artists and some other therapists, and we kind of like want to touch the youth. And then we also like to touch the families as a whole, because sometimes kids are going through some type of trauma, but also their parents as well. So we're trying to, you know, kind of like create a whole health and wellness type of thing where you don't go to therapy. When we take a therapy, I'm going to go lay on the couch and talk about my problem. It's really not what it is, especially when we do it. We kind of like put canvases in front of you or music. We just picked up a curriculum the other day for photography. We have an artist coming on that wants to use photography as therapy. So, yeah, this is, you know, exciting to get the information out. And it's also, like I said, it's real good to hear the conversation that y'all have. And I appreciate the information about the buses, because I'd be passing on the other side. No. So now I know it's just medium. I can't do that. So
right.
I appreciate it.
Very good. Well, listen, thank you, too, for what you do as well. This is very important. I know I had we talked about somewhat about mental health on last week on my show, and I certainly will be addressing that again. And this will certainly, you know, it's always a great topic, especially at the beginning of the school year. And so, you know, I can certainly appreciate what you all do. And I'm always challenged with thoughts when a lot of the school systems try to basically, you know, cancel these art programs, if you will, which they are so very essential in every, you know, every area. But oftentimes it seems like that's the first thing that they want to just kind of knock that out. And it's just so important that this doesn't happen. So I will certainly be in contact with you through Jeremiah. And we'll see what we can do, because I'll be, you know, more than happy to help any way I can. It's all about, you know, especially building up the youth. And like you said, you know, oftentimes we carry a lot of trauma with us and not really know what it is. And so now that it seems like it's pretty popular to reach out and to receive therapy, you know, and I think, well, the pandemic kind of brought, you know, a new light to that, meaning that it's okay. It's okay to ask for help, you know. So thank you for that. Thank you for what you do. And I'll certainly, Jeremiah and I will certainly talk a little more about how, you know, we may be able to partner and help, you know, get the word out for what you guys are doing with the program.
And
as
I'd
well.
Like to make
It'll
a comment, if you don't mind, Ms. Donna.
Absolutely.
I would like to also encourage parents, please, please, please find out what the school's extracurricular activities are. There are multiple different programs out there that are dedicated to inspiring kids. especially nowadays where, you know, there are a lot of artists like myself that find true joy in teaching a child how to do something they learned how to do. And it's what we spoke about earlier. It is therapy, you know. And I know there are times where our kids might come to us and say, hey, I want to do such and such. And it's probably so far from a field we've considered that sometimes we might brush it off or not take it seriously. I would like to encourage parents, please take your children's ideas and concepts very seriously. Very seriously. Now, of course, their perspectives might change. They are children. But one thing we know about ourselves and one thing we know about children is once they put their mind to something, they get it done, especially if they are encouraged by individuals that they respect. So I must say again, spend a few moments, even on the internet. We have a few things we know about. We can talk about certain programs that you'd be willing to be a part of. You can email into the show. If you want more information about certain programs, well, please, I'd like to encourage parents, definitely be involved in them exercising themselves in extracurricular activities.
Extremely important. Thank you for mentioning that, Jeremiah. We do have some additional callers on. Guys, the number is 516-418-5894, and I'm also have been observing some additional messages. Since we are at 8:51, I can pretty much say that this will warrant this episode will warrant a part two to go to next week. So I can say that I will be. I don't know your availability, Jeremiah, on next week, but I will right now go ahead and plan to do a part two on this subject because, you know,
yes,
we
ma'am.
Have several Let's callers still on the line, and we have messages. I will try to, I usually try to make sure that I take precedence, let the callers take precedence over the messages. Not saying that, guys, when you're sending a message, I so appreciate it, but we want to try to certainly speak with as many of our live callers and then invite you, now that you know, I've just put that out there right now, we will be doing a part two on next week. This is very, very important because, you know, we're all mainly just talking about making sure that we can encourage our kids. And what better time to start? And I'll talk as well about, you know, encouraging parents because I happen to be able to do both. I have been blessed to be able to, you know, teach parenting workshops and to work with kids as well. So I can make a really great exchange between the two, you know, dialoguing what parents are thinking and children. But I'm just so grateful for this conversation. And guys, in case we don't get to you tonight, you do know that we will certainly be here the same time next week. And so I'm going to go ahead and see how many other callers that we can pick up this evening. And, sir, thank you so much for calling in. And we'll certainly be speaking with you again.
I apologize. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to tell all your listeners, I did not tell them the name of it. It's the Heart of Conversation Live. Thank you for the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, absolutely. Absolutely my pleasure. And so I will come to you. You will hear me say the last four digits in your phone number. At that time, you'll know that I am speaking with you. And if you would be ready, that will be great. The last four digits on this line is 4154. The last four digits, your phone number is 4154. Hello.
Yes. Calling in, love the programming. I'm actually a fan. Of Jeremiah Turner, a musician from Unknown Lyric, and just in awe of his awesome talent. And love the fact that we're emphasizing now in this day of time getting back to giving arts back to the children and you know, being able to provide creative outlets.
Absolutely. It's so needed, right? It's so needed. And I appreciate your call. I appreciate your comment as well.
I appreciate the show. It's been very entertaining and enlightening.
Well, thank you
well,
so
well,
much.
Well, KP, it's great. It's great to have you on the call, KP. Can you tell the listeners just a small bit about, just a very small bit about you? You've done a lot.
I'm just a humble animator, African American animator. Got some projects in the pipeline now, and you know, just really benefited from after school and community public arts programs over the years. Led me to where I am and to meet some of the great people that I met and working in industry in and out of Atlanta and L.A. It's just really, you know, I can't begin to emphasize how important the arts are, especially to urban and inner city youth.
Absolutely. And I, you know, guys, I love this because I can feel your passion and with feeling your passion, children can also feel the passion of what it is that you are doing as far as, you know, what you're teaching, you know, how you're encouraging. They know sheer passion, and this is just beautiful listening to what you guys do, and I so appreciate it. Because the children need it. The children need it, and, of course, the parents do as well. And, guys, we're getting down to the last. We've got about 4 more minutes. I am going to see. We have 2 or 3 other callers. I'm going to see if we can get you guys in. I know that when we live stream that we are scheduled, the live stream is actually end at 9 p.m., and so you will not be able to hear us. So if we go away here in just a few minutes, you know that our live stream ended. However, you know, if we continue, I do want to try to get the additional callers on. As we continue, you will be able to, however, go back and listen to the show in its entirety, as all of our shows do archive, okay? So again, thank you for listening. Guys, and just in case you have joined us a little late, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. It's our Back to School Part 1 session, and we're basically talking, you know, it's turned into a conversation regarding art and encouraging children through art and a lot more. And so, you know, making sure that your children, you help set the precedent of their day. And so making sure that you're speaking life over your children, you're speaking positive, you're getting up in time to make sure that you're not rushing around being stressed. And, of course, if you're stressed, then your children will also be stressed. That is the spirit that will certainly transfer. Okay, I'm going to try to pick up our other calls here. And, guys, I certainly invite you to come back to the conversation on next week. The last 4 digits of this number is 4057. The last 4 digits is 4057. Hello. Hello. Okay, what we'll do is we may try to circle back. 1522, the last 4 digits, and the number is 1522. Hello. 1522. Okay. All right. Once again, guys, they could just actually be listening, and sometimes if you're unable to stream, many times callers will. They'll just kind of call in and listen. So as we get ready to conclude, Jeremy, I'm going to ask you if you have any, you know, closing words that you would like to offer.
Yes.
Jeremiah?
I would like to say, yes.
Jeremiah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I want to make sure you're still, not, now we can, yes. Go right ahead, Jeremiah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. In closing, real quick, be involved as much as possible. Just show interest. If you see your child take an interest in art or anything, you know, just ask, be inquisitive, just be a part, and I promise you they're, how they treat you, how you guys communicate, how you talk will be improved, and you'll be able to see genuine growth in the process.
Absolutely, absolutely. And everyone, again, I thank you so much for listening. Those of you that are calling in, those of you that send us messages, I just, you know, I thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. I do apologize. I did not have an opportunity to get to the other messages that we had. Charge it to my head, not to my heart, okay, because I would really like to do that. I will continue next week, and the messages that we were unable to get to today, I promise you that I will certainly get to those first next week, okay? Listen, I always appreciate you guys when you listen to the show. I appreciate when you tell your friends about the show as well, because after all, the goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And I know that I can only do that with your help. If you have an etiquette question, or if you have a topic you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. We'll see what we can do about that, okay, to make that happen. I always ask you to remember the golden rule, which is treat others the way you want to be treated. Really, really simple. Treat others the way you want to be treated. One of my favorite proverbs is never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Okay? And again, by this being the night before the school day begins, in some of the counties, in especially in the southern part of our country, I want you to make sure, again, I just wanted to reiterate what Jeremy said. You know, be very conscious of, you know, your energy or your spirit when you interact with your kids to help them have a good day. And I mentioned, you know, setting what happens first thing in the morning is going to be a reflection of their entire day. Okay? So please, please, please make sure that you speak life over your children. Okay? The power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. So please speak over them. You may have heard my Forever Affirmations, my book commercial, and that is a book that I wrote specifically. It has affirmations, and I did that mainly for youth. One that was I was inspired to do is when I taught a class. It was a summer program down at Spelman College, and it was a long time ago. And the first day I spoke with these children, and they were really in need of self-confidence and self-esteem. So I'm going to leave this one with you. It's the very first one I ever wrote. And it's called a self-confidence speech. Self-confidence means to believe in yourself. I believe in myself. I can do anything I put my mind to, no matter what other people say I cannot do, I know I can. I think positively and not negatively. I will never say I can't. I can if I try. Well, that's just one of the affirmation poems that I did for this book. And it's a great one for your children, especially your children, for anybody really, but especially for your children to be able to learn that and to affirm themselves, knowing that they really can do anything they put their mind to, okay? Again, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We ran over just a few minutes, but I tell you what, we will certainly be back. I want to certainly applaud Jeremiah Turner. Thank you so much for being
thank you for having
co-host.
Me,
absolutely. It's been a pleasure, and we will certainly be together again on next week. And so, everybody, listen, I hope if your children are going back, or if you are an administrator, bus driver, teacher, have a great first day back to school, okay? Please have a great first day back to school. And next week, we certainly would love to have some parents and students join us as well, and just kind of let us know, you know, let us know some thoughts about what happened over your first week, okay? Because we'd love to hear that too, all right? So, you know, be encouraged, all right? Good night. Take care. God bless. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.